I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1483, Getting More Out of Bible Study. Sometimes when we read the Bible, it does seem like the Lord is speaking directly to us. The meaning is clear, the application is obvious, and the Lord is present. But there are other times when we're reading Scripture, and it seems like the English we're reading doesn't make a lot of sense to us, or maybe we don't know what it means or what we're supposed to do about it. Listen, we're never finished learning how to study God's Word. In the 52 years that I've been a believer, I am still and ever growing in that area. I've got a long way to go. But today, I'd love to share with you 11 tips on how to read the Bible better. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the Two Greatest Commandments: to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? To do that well, we have to be in constant communication with God. And God has given us His Word so that we can understand His interactions and reactions toward people. These 11 tips come from a blog by Dr. Michael Bird, who's a New Testament professor at Ridley College in Melbourne, Australia. For our purposes, I just want to summarize his thoughts. Let me give you the great question early so you can think about it as we go. I'm going to ask you which of these 11 stands out most to you that you're willing to do better or different than you're currently doing. Tip number one, read whole passages, not verses. You know, just kind of getting a verse a day on your phone or something like that, it's like eating a cake where someone sends you the ingredients one day at a time. You know, you get the flour today and you get the milk tomorrow and you get the sugar the next day. Eat whole passages to keep the text in context. Number two, work through an entire book. He says reading the Bible should be more like finishing a jigsaw puzzle than speed dating. You know, you see how all the pieces fit together as you go through. Tip number three, read several books together. Try reading, for example, an Old Testament book, a gospel, and an epistle at the same time. The Holy Spirit will connect the dots for you. Tip number four, read a passage in a different translation. So try the ESV or the NIV or maybe the LEB, the Lexham English Bible, or the NLT. Number five, study the Bible in community. Romans 15 talks about instructing one another. I've got to say that my discussions about the Bible with the Transform Burien pastors on Thursday morning, pastors of several different denominations who see the Bible as the Word of God but interpret it maybe a little different than me at times, it's been very enriching to have conversations with them. Number six, practice public reading. So volunteer to read in class or in your group or maybe even public worship. Number seven, take notes during the sermon and put effort into Bible study. Don't make it perfunctory. I love how Josh has the youth open their notebooks in the front row during the sermon, ready to journal what the Lord might be saying to them through His Word. I think adults need to take notice. Number eight, get a good study Bible. So the NIV Study Bible is a good one. The Faith Life Study Bible, those are good options for you. And there are many more. Number nine, podcast and clips. Sometimes listening to the Word through apps like Dwell, for example, can hit you in a different way than simply reading it. Number 10, embrace the suite of digital tools. I love Logos. I can't say enough about the power of Bible study with this tool. And number 11, explore some commentaries. Notice that's last, not first. So the Bible Knowledge Commentary is a good one volume for the Old Testament and one volume for the New Testament, or you could get individual sets for individual books. So again, here's the great question. Okay, which one of those 11 will you put into practice in your life? Which hits you? Which do you need to do more of now? Let's pray. This prayer from Thomas Kramer. Blessed Lord, who has caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of our everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1484. And in the meantime, Hebrews says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." None of us are there yet. We're constantly, consistently opening ourselves up to the word of life, and slowly, listen again to yesterday's episode, slowly putting ourselves before the written word and the living word so we can seek God together. That's how to get more out of Bible study.